Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. President attacked by killer rabbit, the headlines read. The apparent attack on a past president was not by just any rabbit, but one of our largest cottontails, the swamp rabbit. More on the president, but first let's talk about this critter. The swamp rabbit is not your ordinary rabbit. It lives a solitary life in swampy areas, typically in the southern United States. Southwestern Indiana is the northern limit to its range, and the populations are at best tenuous. Weighing in at 6 pounds, the swamp rabbit eats reeds and plants native to its wetland or swamp habitat. When fleeing a predator, the swamp rabbit can run over 45 miles an hour, usually in a zigzag pattern. Unlike any other rabbit, it is a skilled swimmer, often crossing streams, ponds, and rivers. It was probably this aquatic bent, and not its political leanings, that led to a swamp rabbit's attack on Jimmy Carter in 1979. While fishing one afternoon in a Georgia pond, the president was accosted by a large swamp rabbit, determined to board his boat. The president used a paddle to splash water to detour the rabbit, and was unharmed. He wasn't so lucky with the media. Dubbed the killer rabbit, the incident proved to be a publicity nightmare for Carter. And the swamp rabbit? It survived a brush with the president's oar, but its future is far from rosy. Habitat loss and fragmentation have caused its numbers to decline.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana, working with partners to keep the swamp rabbit from disappearing from the Indiana landscape and protecting Indiana's wetlands and forests. Information at nature.org/Indiana.